This is episode 1700. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. And in today's episode, you are going to be guided as you use a meditation technique called a mudra. And mudras are simply referred to as yoga in your hands. So when you meditate, you may hold your hands in a mudra position. And what mudras do is they stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. There are a lot of nerve endings on your fingertips and on your hands, and these correlate with parts of your brain. So when you do a mudra, it's a fun way to make your meditations more dynamic. And you can do mudras whether you're seated meditating or you are out and about going through your busy day. Today's mudra is a mudra that helps you to relax and to feel more balanced. And our theme this week, as we explore, this is a mid-week episode on our theme of love and affection. We've been following along with excerpts from the book of The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis. And you can go back through the series to explore a few more episodes that we've already covered regarding his book. But if you are just joining us, no worries at all. You are right where you need to be. These meditations don't follow any sequence. Each meditation technique I share and information is unique in and of itself, although we do follow a theme for an entire week. This gives you a chance to go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual. So, C.S. Lewis writes about this family or familiar love. It doesn't necessarily have to be your family, but it's that kind of love in your life we'll be exploring throughout the month of February. Different kinds of love, including romantic love. But for this week's episode, the focus is this storge, that's the Greek word, for this familial love and affection. And we don't choose the people in our family. We're born into our family, and we see people at their worst. We see them at their best. We love them despite pain they may have caused us, or even if they're not a very nice person, we still love these people in our lives. It's the same kind of love you can feel for a pet. This unconditional love that stems from familiarity. And it is the kind of love that forms the foundation for all the other loves. So in his novel, The Four Loves, C.S. Lewis states, affection gives itself no airs. Affection can love the unattractive. Affection does not expect too much. It turns a blind eye to faults. It revives easily after quarrels, just so charity suffers long and is kind and forgives. Affection opens our eyes to goodness. We could not have seen or should not have appreciated without it. So does humble sanctity. Then he goes on to talk about how many of these happy homes really exist. Worse still, are all the unhappy ones unhappy because affection is absent? I believe not. It can be present, causing the unhappiness. Nearly all the characteristics of this love are ambivalent. They can work for ill as well as for good. By itself, left simply to follow its own bent, it can darken and degrade human life. So, as you look back on your memories from when you were growing up, the foundation of who you are, your experiences with your family, this familiar love in your life. Think back over what made your home happy. And then think about what made your home happy. This place that brought you comfort and joy and safety, and maybe even fear. What was it that made the home unhappy? So now as you think about those things in your life that are so familiar to you, even if it's been years since you've thought of these places or these people or these things that formed the foundation of your life, you could do the mudra with your hands. You can see a photo of the mudra on the Sip and Om Facebook page. I leave one there every Wednesday when I share a mudra with you. This is called the Maha Sacral Mudra. Again, to do it, touch together your ring fingers, the tips or pads of your ring fingers, and then touch together your thumb with your little finger on each hand. And then touch those together. The other fingers are extended upward. This mudra helps you to feel as though you see a light at the end of a tunnel. You feel love and appreciation. And as you settle yourself down to meditate today, know we have the full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try out the app for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to over 1,700 guided meditations. A new one is always added every day. And you also get a journal for each week's theme, which changes with each week's theme. It's customized to it, along with a slowdown guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app. So as you're seated and you are eyes closed, gently uplifted, spine straight, think about your past and those things that are most familiar to you, and then layer on the present. Think about what makes you feel loved and safe right now in this present moment? What makes you feel safe, secure? Now think about what you liked about that familiar, comfortable time. What was it that stood out in your mind? Think about what was difficult about that time. Just bring it to mind, feeling appreciation and love and gratitude for this time in your life. Very nice. Now continue sitting in your meditation, allowing yourself simply to be. And as you do so, bring to mind your present moment and what makes you feel familiar and safe. You are so worth slowing down for.